Muswellbrook venue today. We're going to concentrate on with a full preview. Two-year-old Maiden gets the card underway over the 900-metre scamper. Towards the scratching, all runners coming to the races for the first time. Lord of the Hunter, $1.75. A bit of water, 5.7 among us. And Spinosaurus at 7 also.
Yeah, the favourite here has trial best. Lord of the Hunter has led a Newcastle trial on the 13th of October. It was a wet track. What you liked about it was the turn of foot. When he was asked to go, he clearly accelerated in pretty impressive fashion. I imagine he's going to jump to the front here. He looks the way to go. You're searching into odds on now, which is not terribly enticing in a race of this type, but he does look the most obvious for mine. 3, Forbidden Water, is a horse who has had two trials, both at Muswellbrook. He's won them both against unraced opposition, probably sets up, following the leader, I think, here. The toppy among us is the Greg Hickman runner. It's the high pricer, a written tycoon colt, set him back $350,000. Two trials, very, very different. The first one was appalling, and the next one was much, much better. Bounced out in front, led all the way. Which is something he did not do in that first one. So, look, 4-3-1, 7 double Shark Attack next best. So, it's essentially market order there for me in the first 4-3-1 and 7.
4-3-1 and 7. Runners are at the start for race number 2 at Healesville. We'll head there and come back with race 2 from Muswellbrook with Kev on the other side. 10 is a class 1 to Maiden. This over the 17.50. 10 is the scratching. Doubtless 1 to $3. Borallan Band at $3.50. Capital Venture at 4, along with Songbird Serenade and Forever Spotted a $13 chance, Kev.
Yeah, so 4 clear-cut chances there. Final favourite not determined here by any means. So any one of those 4 could end up the fave. I'm tipping 6 to beat 3. Now, note these two were both scratched from the first Goulburn today to contest this. It's an easier race. I'm strong here with Songbird Serenade, who I just think can position much, much better today. Getting to 1750, it's a distance that she has not been to thus far, but she did have a really good prep last time when going to 1600. Now she's had 2 1400-metre runs, the last one of which was very good. She's covered ground in both of those. She won't be doing that today. She could follow the leader here, or she could, in fact, be the leader. I expect a really good run from her. I think she's the clear pick here. 3, Doubtless Wonder. Yes, he's a colt of some promise. Both runs have been very good. He's gotten a long way back. He won on heavy 10. He shouldn't have to get that far back today. I can see him sort of front half here. 1, Borallan Bandit, certainly in the mix, although will be off speed, I would think. And 2, Capital Venture, the same could be said about him. They're both racing quite well. I think Songbird Serenade's the 1, 6, 3, 1 and 2 for race 2.
Race number 3 on the program is over the 1,280 metres. It's a Maiden, scratching to 2, 10 and 12. Rosie Impact, 330. Bulawar Creek, 370. Hector Segoa at $487. Miss Reinhardt?
Yeah, look, Bulawar Creek for mine. The toppy here gets to a winnable race here, third up. And just getting back to the 1,280, I think, is going to suit this horse. But all runs have been pretty good. He's had 4 runs, 2 in a first prep and 2 this time around. And finished sort of top 5 in all of those. Sets up beautifully in the run. I think it will probably be thereabouts, top 2 or 3 in the run. 14, Rosie Impact, can be up there as well. Returns from a break here. Has trialled well. Several winners out of that race in which she was runner-up on debut. So there's a fair bit to like about her. She's the main danger. 1 ahead of 14. 13, Miss Reinhardt next. And the Chris Lee's runner, Hector Segoa, who returns today as top 4. 1, 14, 13, 3.
Race number 4 on the programs, over 1,500. There are no scratchings here. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Miss LaQuetta at $1.65. Mike and Leon at $3.90. Giggle at $10. Quest for Honour at $10. $11. Ironic Miss. Just before we get your thoughts on that event there, Kev, first 4 at Healesville, $1,042.40 with all clear there on race number 2. How do we sort them out in race 4?
Yeah, it's straight up market order here, 2154, Miss LaQuetta on top. She really needs a good jump. If she can get away cleanly, she gets a draw here that can have her sort of stalking, sort of top, maybe 4 or 5 in the run. We've seen all runs pretty good so far, but she has come from from the tail on debut, and she covered ground. She's only just beaten last time. I think it's a good setup for this one. She gets an extra furlong. Doubt that hurts either. Michael Lee on the danger. Both runs good at Bathurst. No excuses last time. Has to cross up and over here. Could have the front. Wouldn't be surprised about that. Maybe able to kick on and hold off the favourite. But as it stands, two ahead of one. Five Ironic Miss next. Third up, ready to peak. And four Giggle. Not too bad on debut and open to improvement. 2154.
Race number five, first leg of the quaddies, a maiden handicap over 1,500 metres, 1-4 scratchings from the fifth. Tabfixed odds favourite, Red Boulevard at $2.30, Allendale at $2.60, Cupid's Kiss 7, Sabrini at 7, and Pippin a $9 chance.
To Allendale, the Street Boss Billy, the stable reaches far and wide, and they've got this girl who's had two starts, both sound. She covered ground at her first go, was only beaten a length and a quarter in the same margin last time, behind the Big Planet, who we have seen win again. A few others out of that race have done well. She's still clearly learning the caper, but I think she can set up quite well here. There's not a lot of obvious speed in this race, and a few sort of obviously in the early stages, but it's a hard one to really sort of pin down a leader. Maybe the real roughy Troska might go forward, Cupid's Kiss somewhere thereabouts, but I think she can be stalking nicely and beat six Red Boulevard, who should, to be fair, be right thereabouts as well from her low draw. Probably, both of hers have had a lot of merit too. She's gone 900, 1250 now, out to 1500. It all looks suitable for what she's doing, and she's clearly the main danger. Seven Sabrini, three Cupid's Kiss. They ran out of the top four. So, again, it's those in the market. Two ahead of six and seven and three.
Race number six is a benchmark 66, 1,500 the trip. Four is the scratching. Paviso is the favourite, $3.40, equal with Warra Flash. Hempstead at $3.60, $7.50, Orvinia and Manabara, $9 chance.
Yes, well, very, very interesting. The scratching goes to a much, much, much harder Golden Cup, which is a bit of a surprise for me. We're left here with a field of seven. It's not clear cut. I'm tipping seven Hempstead, who's coming off a win and probably a deserved win. She gets a 2 kilo rise after that, or he does rather, but he stays at Muswellbrook and stays at 1500. He can certainly position beautifully here. He's either going to lead this or sort of be an outside leader, I would think, if Manabar wants to go forward as he did last start. So, he's on top, but there are plenty of other chances here. Auvergne raced really well. Number eight down the bottom there. Last handful of starts have been very good for something like this. Proviso, too, deep into the prep. 4 kilo claimer aboard, looking for that first win. Has been a beaten favourite the last few starts, but wouldn't let him get under my guard here at all. And Weather Channel, it can always sort of be running on in the right sort of race. This could be it. 7-8-1-6 in a tricky race there.
Race number seven, a class three over 1,000 metres. 6 and 8 are scratchings from this one. Title Impact to Shorty at $1.65. Into the Fire, $4.40. Primal Scream at $8.50. $10 Tango Steps.
Yeah, look, again, sorry, it's favourite here. Title Impact, who just lived right up to the market expectation of her on resumption. I think she was 240 to 190. She led, and she was used up a bit to get there, but she found plenty. She'll be fitter for it. She's only had that one excusable run at Rose Hill back in May. She's won her two country runs quite well, including winning the first by 10. So, look, you have to be with her. I'm not sure quite about the price. I think there's some opposition here. Primal Scream is returning here, can go well fresh. If they go hard in front, this horse could be able to offer something really strong. Latest trialled well twice coming into this. Freddie Eddy's winning can be your upfront runner here with Into the Fire. I think probably the three and the five are the real go-forward horses here, maybe Title Impact behind them. And so I put them in as next best. Freddie Eddy third, Into the Fire fourth. So it's 9-7-5-3 in terms of numbers.
9-7-5-3 in race number seven. Race number eight, a benchmark 58. This race over the 1,280, 1, 4, 10 and 16 come out of this. Cinche is the favourite here, $3.80. Apologies if I got that one wrong. Santa Margarita, $4.50. LA Rev.
Yes. There's a couple here with similar names. There's finally some value here for me. Number 9, Shen Gui, who's coming off a long, long-awaited breakthrough. I think he may be able to back up here with another really good run. He's, I think, going to position okay. Now, it's a sort of like a midfield draw for him, but I can see him sort of being somewhere there, you know, not too close up to the lead, but sort of top 6 or 7 and a field of 12. I think he might just lead into the finish quite nicely here. I think he's open to improvement too. His work for this stable's been pretty good. He's come back well. He's got that win out of the way. I think he might be able to measure up to this class rise, even as he does switching from wet to dry. The runner-up from last start when he won, of course, has won again. So at the double figures, I fancy him. Powerbell's good first up. Holds up to that run and can feature here, although will probably get back a bit. Sensation for Tracy Bailey had a good day yesterday. It was a sound enough win. They crossed the line in a bunch. There's certainly no excuses at all. Every possible chance sort of win. Needs to progress, but is the lightly raced one here, so jumps off the page in that respect. And Santa Margarita next best. 9-8, 11, and 6 for the last.
Best bet in quarter for Muzzlebrook, please, Kev.
Yeah, avoiding the shorties, I'm going with race 2, number 6, Songbird Serenade, as the best bet of the day. And the value in the last, as I say, race 8, number 9, Shen Gui, as your each-way value chance. Quaddy numbers for me, first leg 2 and 6, the second leg 1, 6, 7 and 8, the third leg 3, 5, 7, 9, and the final leg 3, 6, 8, 9 and 11.
Best of luck today, Kev.
Thanks, Brendan. Cheers.
Goulburn Racing today, Goulburn Cup Day. Ian Humphreys has been through the form for the quaddy legs at Goulburn. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the quaddy at Goulburn today is a benchmark 66 over 1,600 metres. 3 comes out. Mr. Aloysius, the favourite, 350. Invincible Dash, 4 along with Mbari. Nieces and nephews, 440.
Yeah, tricky start. I'm going with number 10 here, Mbari. Most leagues have plenty of convictions. He rises in class, but will appreciate getting out of 1,600 metres. And with the lightweight, I think he looks a good chance. Invincible Dash is racing well. He has a good record at the distance, has a chance. Nieces and nephews, he's ready to improve. And then after 2 runs back from the spell, and Mr. Aloysius went around on Thursday, where he ran second. He's backing up again today, so they have to include him. So I've gone 10, 2, 5 and 9.
Race number 6 on the card, 1,200 metre maiden, 9 comes out. Easy Rosie, 260, 290. Charlemagne, 550. Gold River Gift.
You're going with Charlemagne, based on the pace when just beaten last start over this distance. From Barry Four, should get his chance and be hard to beat again. Golden River Gift, number 8, has been good both runs this time in. Just needs a bit of luck from the Auckland barrier. And number 10, Easy Rosie. She had a very good form last time in, and she's trialled well for her return. So watch the betting there. So I've gone 7, 8, 10. I'll put in number 3, Yorker, for 4.
70 seconds off the next at Healesville. Race number 7, a benchmark 66 over the 1,200. Scratchings here are 3, 5, 7, 8 and 10. French Marine 215, Land of Valens at 4, $7 Mystic Vane.
Yeah, French Marine has been good all his runs to date. He wasn't beaten far at Warwick Farm last start. And Barry won't hear. This is a much easier race. He'll be, looks very well suited. Number 2, Mystic Vane, another one who is most consistent. She'll be the leader from Barrier 2. He's had 5 starts at this track for 2 wins and 3 placings, putting number 12, Danish Prince, and number 11, Francisco Pizarro, next best. I've gone 6, 2, 12, 11.
Goulburn Cup is a feature race, number 8, 1,400. The trip, 8, 13, 15, come out. Favourite for the Cup is Arcado at $2.80.
Yeah, strong race, but you've got to go with Arcado. He's such a good horse. He rises 2 kilograms from his last win when he won the Kosciuszko. He's had 12 starts, 6 wins and 6 seconds, so he's just got a fantastic record, so he's definitely one to beat. Number 6, Al Mahaha. He's going well. Loves this track. He's 2 from 2 here, including last year's Cup, which he won. Number 2 star, Bangled Radio. Didn't have the best of luck last start in strong race at Ram. A few short ones early in the day. We'll stay away from those. And we'll go with Arcado on the Cup. He's such a good horse. He's $2.80, but it's good odds. So making the best, race 8, number 1. Best value, race 5, number 10, Ambario. I said that most of these have plenty of convictions. He's lightly raced. He's got more promise than most of them, so he's the each-way special, race 5, number 10. The Cotty, the first leg, will take numbers 2, 5, 9 and 10. Second leg, 7, 8 and 10. Third leg, 1, 2, 6, 11, 12 and 1, 2, 4, 6 in the cup. And the player of the day will have something on Christian Reef in the Jockey Challenge.
Best of luck today, Ian.
Thanks, Brendan.
Ian Humphreys there with his thoughts on the Goulburn program. Tote Healesville, 5 Gosh, 25, 85, 90. 7 Monochromatic, 120. 8 Mill Express ran third, no diff, fourth into two. The Quinella 1090 Exacta 6820 try 183.90. First four 805.90 running double 2559.10. Next in 17 minutes, 5 is a vacant box. Kyle goes 6.82 and 4. We're off to a break. And then Michael Charge will take us through Cairns.
Kickstart the
Queensland racing this Sunday. Heads a little further north than usual off the Cairns. First leg of the quarter there is race number 5, due at 4.45. Michael Charge has taken over the duties today and done the form for us. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Yeah, Sunday racing in Paradise today. It's a good 8-race card and hopefully we can find a few winners.
First leg of the quarter, race 5's an open handicap over the 12.52 is the scratching. Simply Splashing is the favourite, number 1, 2.25. Cash Rider, a Cash Raider at $3.75. Sylvester, Archaquilla at $8 with the inching closer.
Yeah, I'm 1.468 in the first leg of the quarter, Brennan. I'm very keen to one Simply Splashing. Gee, I think it's well placed here for Joe Hassett. Gets a claim for Kristen Swaffer. And go back to a good run here in the Cairns Newmarket over the Cairns Amateurs Carnival. I thought a great effort. Townsville run two back was good. Went around the Johnson River at Innisfail last start. Just looks well placed. Not a strong open race. 12.50, perfect. One Simply Splashing should win this. Full Cash Raider, I think he'll go a lot better third up today with no weight on his back. His two runs back from a break have been okay. Went a lot better second up. The six Sylvester, he could be the knockout if he's let roll in front. I didn't see a lot of speed in the race, so... if he does roll along, he'll give them something to catch, and the 8 Lucien does go okay here. So 1.468 in race 5.
Race number 6 is a ratings band 65, handicap 12.50, the trip no scratchings, War General 2.90, Cunnamulla 4.80, $5 Fluttering, Set to Sizzle $6.650, Galaxy Ghost.
Well, Brennan, gee, I thought this was great value in race 6 here. I'm 8.452. We were shopping $17 a short time ago about the 8 Volte. She's third up. She loves Cairns. She loves this distance. She's drawn a good gate. Look, her first run back behind Chabot was outstanding over the unsuitable 9.50. Forget second up Gordon Vale. Third up here, I think she's a great chance at the price. So 8 Volte, value. Four Galaxy Ghost, he's spreaded well fresh at Innisfail over the 900. He probably needs a little bit further even again than the 12.50 today, but I think he'll be running on. 5 Cunnamulla was a good win at Townsville last start over the 1400. Just back to the 12.50 at Query, and the 2 War General probably happy to take on a little bit first up here at the 12.50. 8.452, race 6.
Race number 7 is another ratings band 65. This time we revert to the 950 metres. There are no scratchings here. Heimel is the Tabfix Dodds favourite at 420. Loud Noise 550. Alabeach at 650. Cadence at 7750. Evil Eye Mac.
Yeah, 1.489 for me here. Tricky race. I'm with the 1 Loud Noise. I just thought if it could shop each way about him, he gets a claim for Kristen Swaffer. And I keep coming back to run fullback here behind Ruby July in a class 4. It was outstanding, just missed out, and that'll be good enough to win this race for sure. So 1 Loud Noise. The 4 Evil Eye Mac resumes here. He's got some ability, this horse. He's drawn a good gate as well for today first up. The 8 Cadence could be a knockout if they go mad in front. Likes to stalk the speed. And the 9 Ella Beach going okay. He's won his last two at Cloncurry and Newen, both tab meetings. 1.489, race 7.
Final event from Cairns today is a 0-58 handicap over the 1400. 13 is the scratching. Avati at $3.60. Dawn Strike $4.60. Hallside Hot Stuff $5.58 for pumps.
Gee, I thought this was good value too. The 5 Hallside Hot Stuff. I'm 5.10.62. 5 Hallside Hot Stuff. Ran into Cunnamulla last start at Townsville and really loomed to win as well. It was a really good run. Draws the gate today. Carl Spry to ride, and yeah, if you're shopping 5.50, I think that's overs. Oh, it's a great chance here. The 10 Avati, promising horse. I'm just still not out on whether he needs a break. He might come back a very nice horse after a spell, but look, he's been racing better grade than this for sure. The six Dawn Strike won the maiden last start, deserved that, can box on well here, and the two Kingsbridge, probably a bit short for him, but he's got enough class to run a cheeky race. 5-10, 6-2 in the last.
Best Valley Quaddy play of the day, Michael, for Cairns today?
Yeah, look, best bet, race 5, horse 1, Simply Splashing. I thought a really nice bet there, well placed. Gee, I thought this was huge value. Race 6, horse 8, Volte. Take it each way till the cows come home. Play of the day. Look, I would take race 5, horse 1, Simply Splashing to win into race 6, horse 8, Volte to place. And then we just throw that into race 8, horse 5, Hallside Hot Stuff to win. So there you go, a little play multi there for us. And a quaddy today, first leg race 5 on 1, 4 and 6. I've just taken a little bit of insurance there. Second leg race 6 on 8, 4 and 5. Third leg race 7, 1, 4 and 8. In the last leg race 8, I'm just 5 and 10 to bring us home.
Best of luck today, Michael. Enjoy Cairns.
Thanks, mate.
Michael Charge there en route to Cairns. Massive day of trots action at Maryborough this afternoon. Victoria Trotters Derby and the time-honoured Redwood Classic for the two-year-old trotters. I'm sure this is probably the warmest day on record for a Redwood after the change of date. Lachie McIntosh is doing the calling. Lachie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Yeah, it's a beautiful day over here at Maryborough. And yeah, it's a lot better than being in the middle of winter. Just unfortunately, we can't get any crowds across here, but certainly going to be a great day's action.
How are we playing the quaddy at Maryborough today?
The quaddy today, look, it's a really tough day, obviously, Redwood Day. We've got all the features as part of the quaddy. My quaddy today at Maryborough in race 6, race number 5, the first leg. And, it's probably one of the narrow legs of the quaddy, Brendan. I thought Too Hopeful Beauty would be hard to beat over number 3, which is Mastucci, but 5, Queen of Crime and 7, Jewel of the Crown are also rough chances, along with Iron Pegasus number 9. So we're going 2, 3, 5, 7, 9 in the first leg of the quaddy. You can probably skinny it up to the 2 and the 3 if you want to shorten it up. Second leg of the quaddy is the feature, the Group 1 Aldebaran Park Redwood Classic, and the cracking rendition. There is a lot of chances this year. Plymouth Chubb deserves the favouritism, but as you know, it's a tough gig in the stand with a big field, and he's drawn off the back row. He deserves to be favourite, but obviously he'll need a little bit of luck from the back row. I thought 2 Courage Stride would give him some something to think about. 5 Cravash Door's been very good. And 9 Kivalli Picasso I thought was the best value. He's at massive odds, but it's certainly a load-up leg of the quaddy. 1, 2, 4, 5, 8, 9, 11 you can throw in if you can afford it. Race number 7 is the free-for-all. And look, I thought this was could be skinnied up. 6 Aldebaran Crescent I've got on top of number 8, which is on Ready Jet. I thought they were the main 2 you could take in the quaddy and try and narrow it up. Selections-wise, they've gone the 5 and the 10. Have Horse Will Travel and 10 Robbie Royal is the next best. And race 8 is the Group 1. Classic Connection, Harad Dig Trotters, Victoria Trotters Derby. It's a terrific rendition of the Derby. We had the heats here last week. And look, as far as selections are concerned here for this event, I've gone the 6 on top, Aldebaran Zoo. Thought he was impressive in his feet. Over 2, Kivalli Hotspur, his stablemate, who was also a heat winner, both Lily representatives. 1, the Faster Metro, got the good draw. And 11, Parisian Artiste, who absolutely motored to the line, just needs a touch of luck, and he might be able to cause a boil over. 6, 2, 1, 11 are my tips, but as far as the quad is concerned, if you take your 1, 2, 6, 9, 11, I think you have to throw in. The best today actually comes up in the first race, 1, number 6, Meadow Valley Star. Terrific second, only just went down, hit the line hard at his debut. I think he's a good way to play race 1, number 6, Meadow Valley Star, to get us the bullets for the day early. Value is race 6, number 2, Courage Stride in the Redwood for Chris Lang. Back him each way, and a roughie race 5, number 9, Iron Pegasus. Probably going better than what her figure form would suggest, and I think she can improve today. So that's the roughie at about 20-1 in race number 5. And that's Redwood Day, Brendan. Enjoy your Sunday.
Good calling, Lachie.
Thank you.
Lachlan McIntosh there with his thoughts on the Redwood program. Time to talk greyhounds with George Ferugia.
Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
Set for the Cranbourn Cup. Favourite in box 4. Racing, Koblenz got out pretty well, showing pace too as Daft's ascending, going up on the outside, Aston Shine, but it's Koblenz, lands the roll of the front runner by about two lengths or so. Aston Shine up to second there with La La Kiwi. Further back was Daft's ascend, then further afield was Lots of Chatter. The outside, Jack's Bale, then came Lucky Lance, and last of all in the cup, Fernando Mick. Koblenz just the leader from La La Kiwi on the outside. Getting a rail's run was Aston Shine, they corner for home. It's still Koblenz in front, and Koblenz does it all the way in the Cramman Cup. Up. Second Aston Shine, tight third, Daft's ascend and La La Kiwi. Then for the back came...
Koblenz winning the Cranbourne Cup last night. What a night we had there too with the Victoria Cup. Also the Cup Night Match Race. Joining us to talk all things Greyhounds, George Ferrugia. Good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Ripping rendition of the Cranbourne Cup last night.
Yeah, it was. And I think it's just desserts for a greyhound that we've spoken about, or a lot of people speak about, as being probably in the top five dogs in the country because of his amazing ability to jump real cleanly, record unbelievable splits. Of course, he had that very fast time at Sandown running 29.16, but he hadn't cracked it for a group win before last night. And he was just outstanding again. Doesn't matter which box draw he gets, Brendan, as you know. He just seems to begin very cleanly. He had to do that from his draw. And he recorded a fast time, 29.69, for Koblenz to record his first group win. He may yet still make the Top Gun as well. He's second reserve in that. There's always a couple of scratchings that pop up, but it's probably a really nice lead-up into races like the Melbourne Cup, and if one of the slot holders was watching, perhaps a Phoenix in December. But look, well done to David Deal. He must be very, very proud considering the greyhounds by Fernando Bale out of his former champion Uphill Jill. And Koblenz got the job done. As you mentioned, there was also the Victoria Cup, which I think has been going for as long as the Cranbourne Cup. And Floral Lace at nearly 30-1, Brendan, upset a couple of his more fancied rivals in Draco Bale and Kenny the Brute. And, of course, that match race that you mentioned, they went very, very fast. Tigalong Tonk led for everywhere but the post. With Invictus Rising and nabbing him off the line in 29.74 ahead of Tigalong Tonk. So well done to all connections on what was a terrific night. And I tell you what, it does not stop, Brendan. We've got the Hume Cup final tomorrow at the Meadows, and we've also got about four interstate greyhounds trialling in the lead-up to the Top Gun. It is wall-to-wall action for greyhound racing this week.
Geez, they put up $3 the Tonk last night, George, and I was happy to have a little go at it and only just knocked out. He was brave. If he holds the rail, he wins.
Well, you're right. And you know what? He was favoured at the start, but they absolutely came for Invictus Rising. And, I mean, $3 for a gun like that, Brendan, I can understand why you'd want to have a crack for sure. And you're right. I mean, he just got beaten. He ran 29.74, which would have run, obviously, second in the Cranbourne Cup. So there's still some fight in that on those old legs yet, that's for sure.
Horsham's the venue we're going to take a look at today. We're 3 minutes off the next at Healesville. First leg of the quaddie from Horsham over the 485. 9 not required. Fleetwood Sam off the 2.350. Flaming Pepper, $3.80, George.
5 to beat 7 and 2. I've gone Flaming Pepper on top. It's got a lot of speed, this greyhound. Good win at the Meadows to break its maiden back in September. Subsequently has recorded a nice win at Bendigo as well. I just think it can sort of get to the front early and then be hard to beat. Of the others, number 7, Webleck Nova, talented type, 30-46 when running second behind Tigalong Flyer two starts ago, did win at Geelong when breaking 26 seconds. And then we throw in number 2, Fleetwood Sam, the greyhound you mentioned as favourite. I think it's based on his placing at the Meadows three starts ago from a wide draw, got to the line nicely that day, placed in both of his efforts here. So 5 to beat 7 and 2 in race 5.
Second leg of the quarties, a restricted win first heat over the 485. Full field of 8, Mapunga Frida, $2. Boston Garden, $2.80. Kennel Mate share top billing.
Yeah, look, I own Boston Garden, and I can tell you what he's going to do, Brendan. He's going to jump and head straight towards the fence, and I think he'll clearly make the race for Mapunga Frida. If she runs up to her wins at Sandown back in July, she'll be incredibly hard to beat. She ran 29.43 and then 29.53, defeating some very good greyhounds on both occasions. She's strong. She'll get to the line well. I think she'll be winning. Boston Garden's got a lot of ability, but he's hit or miss at box rise. And as I said, he's desperate for the inside. So a couple of things against him, but he's got a lot of speed. And we throw in number 3, Man of Substance, who comes into this race with the best record here on track, including a very nice 27.30 PB. So 8 to beat 7 and 3 in race 6.
Third leg of the quaddie, restricted win, second heat over the 485. 6 comes out, 7 to run, Aston Jonas, 2.90, Mapunga Legend, 3.20.
this is a cracking race. 3 to beat 5, 8 and 7. I've gone Aston Jonas on top. Youngster by Aston Cometto. 27-18 on debut. They don't go much quicker for a maiden. Ian Garland, of course, trained Group 3 Northern Districts Cup winner last night at Sandown, at Shepparton, sorry. So he's certainly in form, Ian. He's got a good one here. I think he showed good speed on debut. Forget his run before that. He got to the line well still. I think he'll be hard to beat. He's got some dangers, though. Number 5, Mulga Bill, has gone as quick as 23.66 at Bendigo. That was 3 starts ago. And then the 2 drawn off the track, Weblek Flame, got down to a 30.09 win at the Meadows 4 starts ago. Mapunga Legend was a nice win at Geelong in 25.64. So there's some talent in this race, Brendan, as you can tell. 3 to beat 5, 8 and 7.
40 seconds off the next at Healesville. Race number 8, Aston Ulysses, 2.40 favourite.
5 to beat 4, 1 and 6. I've gone Aston Ulysses on top. He's a powerhouse chaser. He'll be incredibly hard to beat. Of the others, number 4, Western Blazer. Number 1, Parsifal. And then we'll throw in number 6, Studley.
Best bet at the Horsham program this afternoon, George?
Yeah, I'll just quickly quaddy numbers 2, 5 and 7, 3, 7 and 8, 3, 5, 7 and 8, 1, 4, 5 and 6. I like one later in the program. Race 9, number 4, Paddy's Marvel. I think he'd be very hard to beat.
Good luck today, George.
You too, mate.